Welcome to the Road of Faith Seminar, my friends. My name's Ken Fletcher. So glad you came and wanted to check us out if you've never done it before. And perhaps you've been traveling with us through this road trip called Know Thyself, and I hope you have been. And stay with us as we're moving along in the things of God and bringing out and revealing more of what he's bringing out, wanting to bring out in this seminar. And I'm trying to get out what happened to me on March 9th, 2022. And so we've been talking about that some and how it's relating and what he's shown us through scripture, about a close relationship, a thought to thought relationship, with the master. And that's what you want now. That kind of a close, every day, every moment type of relationship that he can lead you in the best ways in life. No matter what you're dealing with in life, he wants to show you the best way, to go, the best decisions to make, the choices to make that's going to lead you in good paths in for your life. Now he knows the best ways. He knows the best decisions. He knows the best. So we need to be led in everything. I mean, I don't know about you, but I want to find out what he wants to do, because I know that he knows more than I do about the situation, because he sees everything about it. He sees the future. He sees what's where I'm at. Don't you want to know what's going on with you and the best way to navigate your life through, in the blessed things of God and through this life and be a blessing to other people at the same time. I mean, that's the joy of it all, is being able to be a giver, to be a blesser, to be a helper. And man, he gives us and gives us abundance, and he gives us revelation, and we have so much to share and to give, and plus he wants to work through us to bring healing to people. I mean, he wants to touch them through you, through me. He wants to help them in their finances. He wants to help them in their mental. Oh, praise God. I mean, my goodness. And so he wants to use you and I to be a blessing to people. And that's the joy of living down here, is walking by faith in what the master is telling us to do. That's a joy to do that and to be a blessing to other people and to see them blessed. Amen, by him, and get to know Jesus themselves. I mean, wow, that's a blessing to be able to do that. I mean, to touch people in that regard and put them into contact with something real in life. Amen. And something that's blessed, praise God. It's going to change him forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, we were talking last week about humility, and we're going to be getting back into that in just a few minutes. But I wanted to have a word of prayer before we begin, and so just agree with me in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time we have together with my friend there who's watching this video. You know who they are, and we know that you've prepared things for this seminar for them to help them and to lift them. And to give them some light, perhaps, maybe something real simple that turns a switch on, that leads them to another thought, that leads to another thought, that brings them into something really good for them that's going to help them. And we give you thanks for those things happening through this seminar for our friend there. And we thank you for the blessing of Jesus upon us. And we thank you, Lord, for your presence in this seminar and just leading us in the way you want us to go. That's the way we want to go, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you for everything, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, I hope that you've been with us up to now. Perhaps you just joined us and then you need to go back. I mean, I know it's going to take a little time, but I believe it'll be worth your while. To find out where we've been and the things that we have covered, a lot of foundational things that are necessary and understanding that are necessary in coming into this place with the Lord. of hearing him clearly. Now, we name this this series Know Thyself, because the only way you're really going to know yourself is through the Lord. You're going to have to know the Lord. You need to understand this union that we have with him. Now, if you're not in the Lord and you don't have Jesus, well, you can. I mean, anybody, this is open to everybody. Anybody and everybody who believes. Well, he is the Messiah. He's the one that came and carried our sins for us. Yes, he did, all of them. He took all of them, bless his name forever. And then he rose from the dead in new life. And then when we, by faith, believe in him and what he did, that he was our substitute, and that he what he did made us right with God, made us right with Father. And it's our faith in what he did makes us right with God. God calls us righteous and right with him because of our faith in Jesus. Now, we covered a lot of these things in more detail in seminars past. If you'd like to know a little bit more about that, and you ought to, I'll be, my goodness, if you're not right with God, you don't know that you're right with God. Man, that's square one. You need to know where you are with God now. I mean, if you're not sure about that, man, I mean, maybe you should be not so sure about other things and get sure about that, because that's the main deal right there. That gives you firm footing that you know that you're in right standing with God. You know that everything's okay between you and him, and that you're in Christ. I mean, if you're in Christ, you're good with God now. Amen. So praise God. We'd encourage you to go back and look at those seminars and receive Jesus for yourself now. Receive him for yourself. And you too could be like us. Amen. To be like us, right with God. And that's a wonderful thing. That the peace of it all. You know, the peace of it all. That he's got us and we've got him and all is well. I mean, if everything out here in the natural just went to pot, you know, just went kaploop and just dropped out, man, we've got God, we've got Jesus. And because of that, it could all pass away tomorrow. It don't matter. We've got Jesus, and we know we're not going to pass away. We've got eternal life through Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that confidence and that realization that we are winners because we're with you. We've been raised from the dead like you. Dear Lord, we give you praise for that. Amen. And if you're not in Christ, well then accept him now. Receive him with your whole heart. Just receive him. Amen. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever, that includes you. That means if you call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved, just like us, just like me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that. Amen. Now, our main scripture for this whole group of seminars called Know Thyself is 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. And it says, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creature or a new creation, the Bible says. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, that is the encounter that we've had with the Lord. If you're in Christ, you've had this encounter with him. And that encounter is that you've received him and his life. And when that happened, old things, the old person that you were has passed away. It's no longer. Instead is the new person, the new created person who is in Christ now. You see, you're in him and he's in you. You're connected. You're the son. In other words, you're blended together now with his life. His life is your life. Your life is his life. Amen. If any man, any woman is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things, the things that were before, have passed away. Thank God. Thank God they've been passed away. And all those old things, praise God, that used to condemn us, that we were before, where we couldn't really approach God, that we thought we were trying to get right with God through our works and all of that stuff, we're never going to get there doing that. I mean, we're never going to measure up, ever. We never were going to measure up. But through Christ, thank you, Jesus, he measured up. Yes, he did. And through what he did for us and in our stead, put us in right standing with God. Oh, I'll tell you the miracle of it all. I mean, wow. And this fusion and this blend that we have with him. Listen, friend, if you're not hearing him thought to thought, you ought to be. I mean, what I mean by that you should be able to hear from him any time of the day or night. That doesn't mean you get busy in things in the natural and you don't hear him. I do. I get busy in the natural sometimes when I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'll get busy about things and I'll be involved in thinking about that. But then maybe I'll come up against something. I'm like, wonder what I should do there. Well, that's a good time to, Lord, what's the best thing that should be done here? What's the best thing that you think that I should do here? And that's a good place. Amen. He'll talk to you right there. Amen. It's wonderful to have that kind of relationship with Jesus, just thought to thought, instantly. Praise God. And the thing that blows your mind when you are at that place, and maybe you're already there, you can relate with what I'm talking about here. The thing that blows your mind, sometimes I can't even get the thought completed. You know what I'm thinking to talk to him about. I can't even get it completed, and I've already got the answer. Boom, just like that. I mean, instantly. Now, there are times that I'll ask him something and there'll be a little bit of gap and he don't say something, just for, just a little pause, I guess you could say. And I'm like, wonder what's going on. And then he'll talk to me. And I asked him about that one time. I said, why do you pause like that sometimes? I said, I'm just waiting. And some other times, man, boom, before I can get the thought out. I said, well, why do you pause like that sometimes? And he'll say, I pause for effect. I said, okay. And it does. It makes a difference sometimes. You think, oh, yeah, when he does convey the thought to me after a pause there, and it does affect me differently. It makes me think about it some in a different way. Amen. Well, he may do things different with you. I'm just telling you how he does with me. But listen, you need to have this kind of a close relationship with him, man. I mean, in everything you do, praise God. Amen. I hope you desire that with the Lord, because my goodness, it changes everything. It changes everything. Praise God. Amen. Well, we were talking about the words of the master here when we left, I think it was last week, we left here on Matthew chapter 18. And we spoke of verse 4, and we're going to continue on with that today. It says here in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 4, Jesus is speaking. He says, whosoever shall humble himself as this little child. Obviously, he had a little child right there, right? He said, whosoever shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The humility of a little child. Can you do that? Yeah. And that person, what he was saying is the one that's humble like the little child in the kingdom is the greatest. That's great in the kingdom. Amen. Well, who's the greatest one? It's Jesus. He's the great man. Look at him. Humble. My. Humble, meek. Praise God. And the thing about him is he is so humble and meek, and yet he's the most humble person I've ever met. I mean, my goodness, is he's so humble and meek, and yet he's the most powerful person I've ever met. Praise God. And so humility, sometimes I think in the world, they think you're weak if you're humble, you know? Yeah, they do. Well, that doesn't fit because Jesus is the most humble one I ever met or I ever even heard about. And yet he's the most strong, the most powerful. Look what he did for us. Wow. The courage, man, the obedience. And he humbled himself. He was King of Kings, Lord. You know, he was the Lord God Almighty before he came to earth, you see. And he humbled himself to this for us. Man, you talk about love and you talk about power. Talk about courage, resolve, obedience, humility. And yet the strongest. Man. And then see, that has that's a little different take on humility, isn't it? When you talk about it in that way, that yes, that Jesus is the most humble man that we know. And he humbled himself even to the death of a cross and humbled himself to let them put them crown of thorns on his head and mock him and hit him with sticks, with rods. And put those stripes on his back. He went through all of that. He's the most humble man that I ever heard of. And yet, he's the strongest. Because he overcame it all. He overcame death, man. Yes, he did. He came out, man. He came out of hell. God raised him from the dead. So, you see, he proved that humility is strength. Amen. So, when we're weak, when we're humble in front of God, we're strong, the Bible says. When we quit trying to be strong in ourselves, but be humble in God and humble in the Lord, we become strong in him. He becomes strong in us. And that's what Jesus proved. Amen. And that will work for us too, to where if we will humble ourselves, we can become strong. He will lift us up. Amen. Let's keep reading here in Matthew. So we see, as a little child, we have to have an attitude and a humble heart like a little child, because it's the same, or that kind of humility is the greatest in the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. And verse 9 here, he goes on to speak a parable. He says, and he spoke this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous. Many people do. They think, well, as long as I can do more right things than wrong things, right? Then I'm gonna make it in. I'm gonna make it to heaven. You know. Well, no, listen, man, if you haven't received the life of God in this life, you know, and God knows your heart. And if you have not received the life of God, the right standing of God into your heart, you're still an old creature, you know. Amen. You're still the way you were. And it doesn't matter if you did a whole lot of good things down here. I mean, thank God you did good things, you know, some good things. But the fact of the matter is that without Jesus, man, the payment's not made, and no matter how good you try to be, you're not going to measure up. You're not going to make it. You're not going to get there. Thank the Lord. But when you receive Jesus, he got there, and the changes that he makes in your spirit makes you right with God. It's not about works then. It's about receiving his life and his righteousness and his right standing. Amen. And verse 9, he talks about this parable about the ones that trusted in themselves that they were righteous or right with God and despised others. And he said, two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican, which was a despised individual, you know, a sinner. Amen. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice a week, and I give tithes of all that I possess. Mm-hmm. Amen. He's sitting there patting himself on the back, I guess you could say, isn't he? Yeah. Amen. But look here. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes to heaven, but smote himself on his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Who was real there? Who was real? That's humility in operation right there. Changes can happen in you, in me, if we just get to that place like that publican, man, and get to the place where we humble ourselves before God and say, God, I need you. I really do. I don't know what I'm doing down here. I mean, I knew what I was doing. But you get to the place where you realize that what you're doing is not satisfying you. It's not right. And you say, man, there's got to be more. There's got to be more. You know, because this, amen. And that's a good place to be so dissatisfied in your heart and realize, man, there's something more here. Than this? Is this what I'm all about? Is this? And you come to that place, and maybe like this publican, you know, he stood afar off and said, Dear Lord, have mercy on me. I need you. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know the right way to do things. I failed so miserably. Man, that's a good place to be in front of God. Just get honest with him. Get honest with him. Amen. Just like that publican. Now, and then Jesus went on to say, after these two men make their declarations in front of God, and I want you to notice something before we get into that. I want you to know here that Jesus said the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. Thus with himself. What does that mean? That means God didn't hear him. Remember a while ago, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, we started talking about that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Well, here's another example of that. God gave grace to the humble but resisted the proud. And Jesus went on to say here, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. Thus with himself. God, he's talking to God, but you think God heard him? Prayed thus with himself. No, he's just going through an exercise. He's going through a religious exercise, thinking that what he's doing is making him right with God, giving him favor with God. That's what he's doing. And so many are doing that today. They really are. And it's heartbreaking because, man, there's no connection there. It's not real. It's not real. God doesn't. He's not hearing that. He's just not. You know, he's going to resist you. That's all there is to it. You're not going to get close to him. You're not going to hear from him. That's the way it is. If you're going to be like that, no. You have to realize, man, you have to bring yourself low. You don't know everything. You don't know what to do. You need to come to him to find out what your life is all about. You need to come to him with a realization that you don't know what you're doing. Even though you think you know what you're doing or have thought in the past, you come to a realization, well, I thought I knew what I was doing, but maybe I didn't. Maybe you're real successful out here in the natural realm, you know, and whatever you're doing has been a real, you hit the ball out of the park, so to speak. You had a good hit, you know, you have had a good gig, or you got a good gig going on. You're making some good money. Some good things are happening, positive things. And those are all wonderful things. Now, I mean, they are. But, man, you got to get your priorities right, because all that can change tomorrow. If you're not hooked up with the Lord, I mean, things can happen in the natural realm, and you could end up in a real mess, man. I mean, perhaps it'd be something physical or a sickness or disease or something hit you, or could be something else, you know, financial issue. Could be a whole bunch of different things that change, because a lot of things, I mean, this natural realm, it will change a lot. So you've got to be hooked up with God, man, to find out what you're doing is the right way to go about it, you know, and keep him first place, because he may want to do something different through you than what you thought. He wants to do something maybe a little better than what you thought. I guarantee it's going to be better for you. It's going to be better for you. It's going to be better for your family. And it's going to be better for other people that you're around. Amen. Because he's going to have his way through you, and it's going to be a blessing. And with you and on you. And, oh, my goodness, he just gets involved with you as much as you allow him to get involved. Praise God. And notice the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God, I thank thee that I'm not like other men are, extortioners and all those other things. And he said, I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing far off, would not lift so much as his head or eyes to heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus said, the master said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Did you hear that? Now, that's just the way it is. That's the master talking, and he's saying that's the way it is. Amen. He gave us that parable and showed us clearly what it means. Let me read that one more time again. He says, I tell you this, man. What man? The publican, the scoundrel, the guy that went in a scoundrel. It wasn't, maybe he wasn't right with God, and then, you know, but he realized he came to the place where he realized he needed God, and he humbled himself, didn't he? Amen. And asked God for his mercy. Mm-mm-mm. And Jesus said, I tell you this, man, went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased. Did you hear that? Everyone that exalts himself shall be abased. Is that true? It's true. You say, well, it doesn't look like it in this life. Well, it didn't say in this life, did it? Maybe it was in this life somewhere. But I believe what the master says right here. He says, for everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So true. So true. So in order to be exalted, one must have a humble heart attitude. I believe that. According to what Jesus says here, if you want to be exalted, then you want to be humble. You want to be a humble person. Amen. Praise God. Now I want to go over here to Colossians chapter 3. This is a really good scripture here, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12. And it says here, to put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. You see that? Boy, there's a lot in those words, isn't there? Whole lot of stuff in there. But this is the thing, that this is the kind of people that God flows through and is blessing and helping and is so clear with. People that have these kind of traits going on in them. Amen. Let's look at this verse again real close. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. Are you the elect of God? Yes, you are. If you're in Christ, you are the elect of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, because we are in Jesus. We're in Christ. Put on as the elect of God. In other words, act like it. Act like the elect of God that you are. Act like the ones that are in Christ act like that. Amen. Just be like that. But he says here, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercies. Be merciful. Be a merciful person. That's a good thing, because God's has been so merciful to us. How can we not be merciful to others? Mm-hmm. So if God has really been good to you and been merciful to you, which he has, I know he has, because I know he has been to me, and I know how he is. That's just the way he's been good to you, as much as you have allowed him to be good to you. And so therefore, be merciful to other people. Amen. We need to remind ourselves of that. God has forgiven me so much and done so much for me and blessed me and helped me. And I need to be like that with my brother, my sister, my coworker. Amen. You know, your mom and dad or your children or whoever, you know, aunt and uncle. Just be nice and be merciful. Amen. Even though they may have not been too nice to you or something, you know. Treated you bad, talked bad at you. Yes, God has been so good to me. And I just want to be merciful to other people. Amen. Also, it's a good thing to remind ourselves of, isn't it? Amen. But he said to put it on. Put on as the elect of God. Act like who you are. Amen. Holy and beloved bowels of mercies, kindness. Just be kind to people. Just be kind. Be kind to them. They may be harsh to you. They may seem mean to you, but just be kind anyway. Why not? That's who we are. That's who's in us. That's how we've been created. Amen. Amen. Put on kindness. Amen. Humbleness of mind. Don't think of yourself too. Don't think of yourself better somebody else, I guess you could say. Try to think of others as better than you. And put on that humbleness of mind, because you know God's with you and loves you. And you just need to treat people like he treats people. My goodness, isn't that, man, we need to do that. Just treat people, think about that. Just treat people like Jesus treats people. Amen. That's the way I want to treat people, like he treats people. Don't you? Amen. Humbleness of mind. Meekness. So these are all traits of the Lord. These are all of them. All of these are traits of the Lord. These are the Holy Spirit. This is the traits of the Holy Spirit. These are the traits of the Father. These are traits of our family. Mm-hmm. This is how we are. This is how we're created. This is who we are inside. Yes, we are. Amen. We need to discipline ourselves on the outside of who we are on the inside. Amen. Look at this. Humbleness of mind, meekness, and long suffering. Amen. Patience there. Try to be patient with your spouse. patient with your bosses, patient with your employees, patience with your children. Mm-mm-mm. Ah, I tell you, thank you, Jesus, for patience. Thank you for helping us to see and understand importance of not waiting and believing. Amen. Long suffering, patience. Amen. Well, look here at, let's go to James chapter 4 right now. Boy, that's a great verse, that Colossians 3, isn't it? So much in that verse to meditate on, to think about, and see about yourself. Say, well, are these working in me? Well, we need to remind ourselves what we have inside, folks, who we're hooked up with here. Praise God. James chapter 4. Let's go to James chapter 4, please. And here is one. I'll tell you, James is one of my favorite books. It's a great book. Don't you like James? It's wonderful. And here in chapter 4, verse 6, he says, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Once again, read that again. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Of course, we read that, I think it was last week, maybe, or the week before, is when we started on that. And that is why we keep our heart right. That's why we keep our heart right and keep before Him. And make sure that He has it all. That we come and approach Him correctly. As I said, without humility, you're not going to get very far. You might as well not even try to go without humility. I mean, and we saw what happened to the one guy, the Pharisee that stood and prayed thus as if he was right with God, and he's praying with himself. God ain't hearing him. Heart ain't right, man. The heart ain't right. And God sees through it all. He sees it all. He understands it all. Amen. So we do this ourselves. He's not gonna knock you in the head and say, humble yourself. Just who you think you're in front of, and clobber you and say, get down on your knees or get down. He don't do that. He don't do that. He just resists you. And hope you get some sense pretty soon. Next time you come, right? Amen. No, he's always kind, and he's all those traits we just read there in Colossians are working in the Father and with the Lord and with the Holy Spirit. So He is how He tells us to be. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But He giveth more grace. Here in James chapter 4, verse 6 says, He giveth more. Wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. And verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's a big key. Staying submitted to the Lord. Because when you're not, the devil, and he comes and you're not submitted, well, then he can hit you. But if you're submitted to the Lord, you can resist him. Come against him. Because you got the power of God with you. That's such a great verse. That's such a great group of verses that helps us. Verse 6 says, but He giveth more grace, wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. So you get His ability. You get His power. The humble person. Yes, you do. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. What's submitting yourself? What's that? Submit yourself. Well, it's something you do. You submit. You submit yourself to Him. What He wants to do. Not what you want to do, what He wants to do. You submit yourself to Him. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That power. He's afraid of that power. Oh, he's so scared of that power. He doesn't want you to find out what you have and who you are. Oh, boy, he wants to keep you in the dark. He don't want you to hear from God. He don't want you to submit yourself. He wants you to get mad. He wants you to get, you know, have a wrong heart attitude. So he's going to tell you stuff, try to get you have some sort of attitude against your Father somehow, some kind of attitude against the Lord somehow. That's what he's going to do. Because he don't want you in this. Because if you're not submitted to God, where's your power? To resist the devil. Why should the devil listen to you? If you're not submitted to God. Well, he ain't impressed with that. You know, the devil is not impressed with you trying to do some resisting without your power, without who you are, without your covering, without your armor on, without your sword in your hand. Knowing who you are, knowing what you got. And knowing where you're at with the Lord, with the Father. Know you got the power. That doesn't matter if there's 10 demons or 20 or 1,000. Makes no difference. 50,000. Makes no difference. God's power is God's power. And He can handle it. Amen. But we have to get ourselves into that place of humility, of submission into him. Man, that's a great verse. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Oh, man, what else he going to do? He can't do nothing. Not when you submitted to God, not when you got him. Devil ain't got nothing. That's why he's running. That's why he's running. Amen. Verse 8 says, draw near to God. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw near to you. Now, this is a great key right here. We've been talking about humility is necessary in order to approach God, because he resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. He wants the humble to come. He wants to help. But the proud person is not in a position to receive anything from Father. You see that? Can you see that? Now look at this verse here, verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Man, what a powerful verse. What a powerful. See, he's already moved towards us with Jesus. He's done all the moving that he can do. And the rest is up to us. We are the ones that initiate drawing near to him. And when he sees that our heart is right, and we see that we're drawing near to him in humility and submitting ourselves unto him and coming to him in the right heart attitude, when he sees that, oh man, he sees right. He immediately does. When he sees that, he draws near to you too. But look who initiates it. You do. See the understood subject, verse 8, draw near to God, draw nigh to God. Who's that understood subject? You, me. Draw near to God. You draw near to God. Amen. And he will draw near to you. Oh, boy. And to have him draw near to glory to God, that's where you want to be. Well, folks, I'm running out of time again here. Wow, where do these seminars go? Seems like we just don't get as far as I want to get to them. Well, it's just not meant. It's not meant for me. Maybe I'm thinking in my mind it ought to go faster than it really is, or do this a little but you know, he's got a timing and a plan and everything, and so we're submitted to that. And however he wants to work with me through me to help you, I'm glad about it. So we're just trusting that happened in this seminar, and I sure do appreciate you staying with me today. And remember this, my friend, never forget it, that I love